today. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu told senators today that a nuclear facility, the nuclear research facility plan for Michigan State University, otherwise known as FRIB, remains a, quote, worthy project. But because of tightening budgets, the department needs the nuclear physics community to tell them whether it's a top priority for the future given competing demands. This is what Stephen Chu, the U.S. Energy Secretary, told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. On the other end of our line is the project director at Michigan State here for the FRIB, the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams. His name is Thomas Glossmacher. He is on the other end of our line. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate it. This is something that's been on the top of my mind, and I keep constantly getting asked about it and asked what I think about this project. Mr. Glossmacher, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, where does this project stand as we're talking right now?
So right now we have finished the design for the conventional facilities, and in principle we're ready for construction, subject to one final review by MSU and the Department of Energy. And with the president's budget request of 22 instead of 55 million, as DOE and MSU had agreed to previously, we're now evaluating our options if and when we will start civil construction.
You know, for the average person, $22 million sounds like a lot of money to break ground. Certainly, an average-type construction project, that's not only getting the ground broke, that's getting the building built. This is a little bit different, though. This is going to be an incredibly technologically advanced structure. When you hear $22 million, it sounds like a lot, but in a project like this, that's kind of small potatoes, is it not?
Well, $22 million is a lot of money. The civil construction cost is $140 million, and it's about $10 million to dig a hole for the tunnel. And the hole is 550 feet long, 80 feet wide, and 40 feet deep. But the thing is, once we dug the hole, we got to fill it back up. So we actually have money to dig the hole.
Okay.
But what we don't have right now is the $30 million to put the tunnel in, big concrete work, and to bring it back to grade level. And it's not a, you know, we can't dig. We can't start excavating until we have a plan to fill the hole back up, because otherwise it fills with water and we have a big swimming pool.
So where does the project stand going forward? Is it possible to break ground this year? Is it still in flux? Do we have any type of timeline as far as construction goes for this?
We don't have a timeline right now. It's very much in flux. We having phone calls with the Energy Department. I had one earlier this afternoon. We're looking at options. And we're looking how to time phase the whole thing. So we will have, I'm going out to Washington on Tuesday, we'll have more discussions, and then we're trying to develop a path forward. And my hope would be that we still break ground sometime this year.
Okay. And even if you break ground this year, it's not something that can be built overnight. This is a multi-year project.
Yeah, this is it's about a 3.5-year project. But the important part is, you know, if you excavate, you got to bring it back to grade, because mm-hmm. you know, it freezes here and it rains.
Right. Okay, talk to me a little bit about the project. And I have actually a tremendous amount of background with FRIB, and I've talked to a ton of people since this. But if you're talking to the average person about the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, what does it do? What does it get us? Why are we spending all this taxpayer money? How do you frame up that argument? How do you communicate that to the average person of why it's important?
No, and it's a really good question. Why should the country invest? Why should we spend our taxpayer money? There is a few arguments. One is it's a game changer for Michigan. It'll have for the local area $1 billion in economic impact, 400 new jobs. For people's lives, they'll be affected by the research done at FRIB. There's several kinds of research that FRIB will facilitate. We can look at nuclear physics. We can look at astrophysics. But most importantly, probably for the normal person, the average person, is that we're creating rare isotopes that really benefit society. There'll be applications in medical physics. You know, there's 20 million medical procedures done each year right now using radioisotopes. And with FRIB, we can make radioisotopes in research quantities that are not available right now. And medical folks can use those as diagnostics and treatment methodologies for several kinds of cancers. There's applications in homeland security and national security. So that's the benefit to society. That's how it's going to affect all of our lives. In addition, there's the long-term economic impact and then the immediate economic impact of a $140 million construction project.
Well, and not only that, the culture of Michigan State in the mid-Michigan area changes from one that is predominantly engineering automotive-based, and this is yet another little parallel line that we can build on economically. You know, that's always the argument that I've made is it's centering research in the heart of mid-Michigan. This is a game changer and a culture changer. It brings in the best and brightest from around the world in a specific field in something that obviously America needs to take the lead role in. America can't lose the race for discovery anymore. This is a huge investment, but it's worthwhile. It has to be worthwhile for us to go forward as a state, as a university, as a research center for the world here in the United States.
I agree with you, Tim.
It's certainly an exciting project. We're looking at about a 3.5-year time frame. Do we know when the Department of Energy is going to make a final decision on this? Can they pull the plug at this stage, or is this something that's too far down the line for them to abandon?
Well, in any contract with the government, they can pull the plug just about at any time. But what the Energy Department or the Office of Nuclear Physics is going to do, it's going to go to the nuclear science community and ask them to reaffirm or to evaluate their priorities. Now, it turns out that FRIP or an FRIP-like facility has been a priority for the community for the last 10 years. They have written numerous reports. They have done many, many studies. And every time FRIP or an FRIP-like facility came out on top. So I'm very, very confident that the 1,100 users we have, or prospective users, will support us in making the case one more time that FRIP is indeed a national priority.
I've written a letter to Debbie Stabenow already, who is my U.S. Senator, of course. Is that a reasonable course for most people to take if they back this project to get in touch with their congressional representation?
Oh, sure. That is very reasonable. Contact both of your senators, your representatives. The Michigan delegation has been extremely supportive in both parties. It's a bipartisan effort, it's a Michigan effort, and it's good for the country.
His name is Thomas Klossbacher, the FRIB project manager at Michigan State University. Good luck to you, sir. Let's hope we bring this home, get this funded, and get this built right here in mid-Michigan. It is, as you said, a game changer, and I hope it gets built within the next couple of years so I can see it and experience all the benefits that, of course, this is going to bring about. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. It's Tim Nestor in for Michael Cohen.